This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 23rd of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, skies are clear in Jerusalem, providing a pleasant day for outdoor activities. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze complements the sunny weather, while Haifa enjoys warm temperatures with no sign of rain. Now here are today's headlines. First, Syria expects to resume negotiations with Israel, aiming for an IDF withdrawal, according to the Jerusalem Post. This comes from an interview with the Syrian foreign minister in Damascus earlier this hour. Also, Syria's foreign ministry signals a desire to return to talks with Israel soon, Israel Hayom reports. This follows recent interruptions in negotiations. Also this hour, the IDF denies claims that incendiary kites near the Gaza border are linked to Hamas activities. This comes despite ongoing concerns in the region, reported by Maariv in the past hour. Separately, AIPAC's strained relationship with Mike Rogers is affecting the Michigan Senate race, Axios notes. This highlights AIPAC's declining political influence amid ongoing conflicts. And finally, Honest Reporting shares that IDF plans to investigate a January incident involving a five-year-old, stirring mixed reactions online. Here's what people are saying online. Honest Reporting mentions that the IDF's announcement of a criminal investigation into an incident with Hind Rajab is drawing criticism. Critics are calling it a sham or an admission of guilt, but the announcement does not imply this. AMK Mapping discusses ongoing tensions in Zaporizhia Oblast. Russian forces continue their operations, but Ukrainian resistance remains strong, preventing Russian advancements toward Orykiv. Lastly, Ynet Global warns that Israeli police are alerting tech firms against election influence campaigns. They caution social media companies about fake accounts and coordinated efforts. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Syria's potential negotiations with Israel. The Jerusalem Post provides insights from the Syrian foreign minister, who expressed a willingness to re-engage in dialogue. This comes days after Israel targeted a Syrian airbase, signaling potential shifts in regional diplomacy. Renewed talks could pave the way for a security agreement, affecting regional stability. Meanwhile, the IDF's denial of Hamas's involvement with incendiary kites comes as residents express frustration. Maariv details how the IDF counters these claims, insisting the actions are not linked to Hamas. This ongoing issue continues to heighten tensions along the Gaza border. The IDF's stance aims to mitigate fears of escalating conflict. Turning to the situation in Michigan, AIPAC's political challenges are highlighted by Axios. The fallout from AIPAC's strained ties with Senate candidate Mike Rogers reflects broader discontent over the Gaza conflict. As AIPAC's influence appears to wane, the political landscape in the U.S. may shift, impacting future diplomatic and financial support for Israel. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that investors are still betting heavily on Israeli tech. Ori Barzilay from Team 8 emphasizes that the ongoing conflict has showcased Israeli resilience, attracting global interest in AI ventures. Separately, Maariv Business highlights the current debate over Israel's interest rates. With the Bank of Israel's decision looming, opinions are divided. Low inflation and a strong shekel argue for a rate reduction, but energy prices and growth rates present a counterpoint. And finally, Katech discusses the recent disruption at Ben-Gurion Airport. A labor dispute halted operations after weeks of delays and warnings. The situation calls attention to staffing and capacity issues that require urgent resolution. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.